It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain.
There's no reason to touch
them. And inform you in the afternoon.
I think your cheeks are a little loose.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I mean, they just said, go and play, and I think that's when I'm at my best, when they just have a confidence in me, and they let me play. It's been a while since the coaches had a lot of confidence in me to play me in those all those situations, so it was fun to see, and glad that I got to be a part of it.
Hour 2, Felger and Maz on an agenda-free Friday, brought to you by the Bernardi Auto Group. It's driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. BernardiAutoGroup.com. That was the voice of Ryan Donato. Ryan Donato, who the Bruins just traded to the Minnesota Wild last night for the Wild. He gets 2 assists and then immediately says, well, it's been a while since the coaches believed in me. Again, if you just heard it, he said, basically, I guess he was asked, you know, what did they tell you? He just arrived in Minnesota and he played last night and again got 2 assists, the second on an empty netter, but I guess it counts. So they asked, you know, what they told him. And he said, they just said, go and play. And that's when I think I'm at my best, when coaches have confidence in me and they let me play. It's been a while since the coaches have had a lot of confidence in me to play in all situations. So clearly he believes that the coaches here did not believe in him.
Correct.
I think he's right. I didn't believe in you.
Yeah, and I'd say, you know, to me as a pro athlete, you earn confidence. You're not get, and you know, in other from other people. And so, look, I don't know Donato. I don't know the dad, who's obviously the coach at Harvard and played for the Bruins, Ted Donato. So I don't know, but that kind of comment makes me look at him and say, you sound like a little twerp. You really do. Are you going to blame other people for the fact that you get traded?
Well, you're also young. I mean, there's going to be times when you're going to have to prove yourself to the coach, and he's not going to believe in you, especially at your age. And his family is not, they're not cocky guys. You know, the Donatos are great. And I'm very fond of them. So it's not like the Donatos walk around acting like they got, you know.
No, they don't have that reputation.
Like they've got everything figured out. But the kid, Ryan's comments sort of speak to maybe he thinks he was entitled to more than he got.
Exactly. It's like, you know, it just comes off as, they never gave me a chance. No, they gave you a chance. You just, maybe you're not ready. And you know what? Look, if he wants to use it as motivation to become a better player, by all means, yes. Sometimes these trades can be wake-up calls for people. Happens a lot. We all know that. So if he turns into a good player, look, all the power to him. I don't begrudge him a career or anything else. But don't blame anybody else for the fact that it didn't work. It'd be one thing if he came out and pumped out a point a game and all of a sudden they didn't want you on the ice. Like, it just that's just not true. It didn't work at the beginning.
I mean, he made the team out of the camp, right?
And we did say yesterday that they didn't give him a legit shot.
No, they pulled the plug early on him. They pulled the plug early. There's no question about it. But maybe that was just their assessment. And maybe there was stuff behind the scenes that said this isn't, you know, they didn't like his attitude or there was entitlement or something there. And they played this in the midday. Don Sweeney made a comment at the end of his conference call the other day, the day he made the trade, where he said, we wish him well and blah, 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 all the boilerplate stuff. And then he said, the rest is better left unsaid. So like there's a whole nother side to the, there's a whole nother piece to the story that he just sort of alluded to. The rest is better left unsaid. But what are you talking about? And so maybe there were things there behind the scenes that, you know, this just wasn't a good fit there. So, I mean, we'll see. Clearly,
there was a reason he was the one out the door when they had three or four guys who all fit the same profile.
Well, exactly right. I mean, they got a glut of players, and he's the one they shipped out, so that's telling you something right there. But that said, the Bruins don't skate here. They better be right.
No question. And if Ryan Donato's right, that he deserved that chance, and he proves to be a real player, then, yeah, we'll go back and say the Bruins got it wrong. No question about it. But the whole tonality of that comment was...
Right. I stunk in Boston because they didn't have confidence in me.
Maybe now I see why he was the guy out the door. Yeah, maybe there's just a little bit of a... There was something there between Donato and the team. Meanwhile, NHL trade deadline's Monday. So we'll have a deadline show on Monday. Stuff's happening across the league, man. Already Duchesne went to Columbus, which is weird. Duchesne, the center in Ottawa, right? Because people thought Columbus might be sellers with Panarin and Bobrovsky. So maybe they're buyers. It feels like there's a lot of players available. Ottawa sat three guys last night. They sat Duchesne, DeZangle, and Stone. And all three of them out of the lineup last night. And Duchesne's already off the board. So those guys are on the market, clearly. Simmons is on the market, clearly. Feels like there's a couple Ranger players that are on the market that the Bruins have been in on. Hayes, not Jimmy, his brother, Kevin
Chris.
Hayes.
Oh, Kevin, right.
I think it's Kevin Hayes.
Kevin Hayes.
And Zuccarello even. There's a lot of bodies out there. I read somewhere that actually prices are a little lower this year because there's so many available bodies.
Well, that serves the Bruins well.
It would. So a lot of people think there's another shoe to drop after that Donato Coyle trade. We will see. All right, so there's your little Bruins minute.
I'd be surprised if they didn't make a deal.
Okay, Adam in Rhode Island on the Bees. Go ahead, Adam.
Yeah, so you guys keep on bringing up that we're not as good as the Tampa Bay Lightning, but you guys keep on forgetting that last year in the playoffs, we didn't have Carlo. Krug got injured in the fifth game, and Charlie just came back from his injury and was not nearly 100%. Thank you.
Okay, agreed with all of that. Okay.
And Krejci was not the player he is now.
And there's a lot of things that you're better than last year. There's some things where you're worse than last year. Like last year, you had a really good third line that was super productive for you. Now you don't have a third line. You don't even have one. So that's worse. David Pasternak can't even make it to his Uber at night. Okay, that's worse. We don't know what he's going to be when he comes back. So there's some things that are better, some things that are worse. Even if all those things were in place last year, do you match Tampa's talent?
No.
I'm sorry, you don't.
No, that one to me is, you know, Bruins fans just going to have to give that one up. You're talking about maybe the most loaded roster in the league, for crying out loud, in terms of talent. Now, that doesn't mean the Bruins can't win, but talent-wise, no matter what happens by Monday, or by the end of the day Monday, Tampa Bay is going to be favored if you play them.
Okay, that doesn't mean you can't beat them. You can outwork them, can out-goaltend them, you can get a bounce. It's possible. I just don't think there's... any rational person is going to look at their roster and yours and say that you match. No one matches them. No one's matched them this year. They're the best team in the league by far this year. Agenda Free Friday continues with the very latest on the Robert Kraft situation and anything else from the week, just like a regular Agenda Free Friday. Back to your phones after this.
This is Felger and Mass
on 98.5,
the Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
At At the end of your ride home, you'll be all caught up.
If you get suspended again, you're going to miss playoff time, or you're going to miss time in the playoffs.
Or questioning your judgment.
Sorry I brought it up.
Felger and Mez, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're going to do something. They've got two or three very similar young forwards like Heinen, Bjork, that they could part with. These are good players. I mean, players that you know, you'd want to hold on to in a perfect world and continue to watch them develop and grow. But the Bruins are in it to win it. I mean, no pun intended here. I mean, they feel like they're designed to contend Stanley Cup right now. And it's pretty obvious why when you look at some of their aging forwards then, like Backes and Krejci. You know, Bergeron is just a marvel. I mean, this guy is a science experiment because he's seemingly gets better, you know, every time he steps onto the ice. Tuukka Rask, I mean, go down to all the pieces that they feel are Stanley Cup worthy. They just would like to add a little bit more, and they're willing to part with the assets, be it draft picks or some of the younger pieces that I've talked about.
Darren Dreger on the Bruins. There's the thought that they are going to do something big, in it to win it. We'll find out. Trade deadline Monday at 3.
Do you have any feeling on whether you think, I mean, do you have an opinion on whether they'll make a deal by Monday?
I bet they pass. If I had to bet, if my gut, I mean, I think they want to. So again, Duchesne went today. Jim Murray, maybe you could just confirm this for me. He went from Ottawa to Columbus for a first round pick and two prospects.
Ooh.
So, and he's a rental.
No, he doesn't have term either.
I think so. I mean, again, I should have looked this all up.
That's a bad sign.
I think Duchesne is a rental, and he went for a first and two prospects. So for Mark Stone, do you want, I mean, Mark Stone's going to be more. Mark Stone's more than that. He's a bigger commodity, puts up bigger numbers. You're talking about two firsts and a prospect, or a first. You want to do that for a rental? There's no way.
No.
So, no, I you know what? I don't need them to if the prices are that. And again, there's various things that some prices might be coming down because there's a lot of players available. But that Duchesne price that's a legit big end rental price.
Yeah, so it's these two players, Vitaly Abramov, Jonathan Davidson, a first round pick in this year's draft, and a conditional first round pick in the 2020 draft.
So two firsts?
Yeah, conditional first round pick, yeah.
So, I mean, that's a huge price.
So, I'm holding out hope that there's someone out there that we don't know about.
Yeah,
and
sure,
that's someone with term that the Bruins are willing to pay a significant price for. And again, define significant however you want. But I just have I don't know, that Charlie Jacobs comment from the Winter Classic about how they're conscious and cognizant of the window with Bergeron and Chara and Krejci. How many more years has Chara got? Like, you know, that, I just think that one could come swiftly. And so he's already in his 40s, for crying out loud. Like, to me, it feels like they want to make a move.
I'm just telling you that if that's the price, I don't want them making a move. I don't. I don't want them making a move. All right, so back to your phones on Agenda Free Friday. Robert and Wellesley on those Ryan Donato comments. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, hey, just quick on the Lightning. I agree. I don't think they should trade anything because I don't think they'll just get by them. That team has matured and they're where they at now because they're just very tough. They have a better roster. They jive well, and they work well together. So I don't think you're going to get by them anyways. And my only comment is I do know the Donatos. They're great people, and I think he just told it like it was. They did play him, and he had to leave, and I don't see a big problem with that.
Okay, so, I think he did tell it like it is. The coaches didn't believe in him. I think that's largely accurate. Did they not believe in him in totality, or did he get off to a slow start and he get beat out by somebody else? I mean, what the whole tone of the comment is, it's not me, it's them.
Exactly. Which, right. And that's the issue with it. Is it's how it comes off more than what you said. Like the idea that you're not being accountable for your own performance.
You know, I didn't earn the trust of my coaches.
Exactly.
He didn't say that.
No, exactly right. And again, I've heard all the same things everyone else has. I just say, so I don't know them. I've heard good things about the Donatos, but when you make that kind of comment, you sound like a twerp. That's what you do. You sound like a twerp.
Or entitled at the worst. Mike in Boston. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What do you got?
Good. So I have two takes on the game last night. You guys touched on it earlier about the last end to the foul, last part. So that rule went into place like 4 or 5 years ago is the DeAndre Jordan piece. So you couldn't hack people at the end of the game and put them on the foul line.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So you guys touched on it. That was my original take. But the second part is, you guys are saying the play was for Marcus Morris. It wasn't necessarily for Morris. It was more of a decoy. And if you're the Celtics, if they both went with Kyrie, you have a wide open man under the hoop. So the play was for Kyrie, but you take your shot at seeing how they're playing him on that play.
Okay, so that's what Marcus Smart said. Marcus said
all the players said the play was for Marcus Morris.
Yeah, that's the players said it was to Morris.
No. We got Brett Auerbach calling in here to tell us exactly what the hell happened on the floor. Yeah, no. He's got it down. No, we're wrong. I mean, they're all wrong about where it was supposed to go. No, it's for Kyrie.
Tony and Saugus, your thoughts on that last play. Tony! Okay, folks, we're taking calls. If you'd be ready to go, that would be tremendous. Cam and Taunton, I know he's always ready to go. Go ahead, Cam.
I can't take this anymore with Stevens. How many times in the end of these games are you going to see? It started. Remember Game 7 last year? Tatum dunks on LeBron. Next session, he hits a three-pointer, giving the lead. And he didn't touch the ball for the rest of the game. In Orlando, Kyrie doesn't get the ball. Against the Warriors, Kyrie doesn't get the ball. Lastly, it's like, you're not in college anymore, you freaking idiot. Give Kyrie the ball. Get out of his way. It's not that hard.
Okay. I think Jimmy Stewart would concur with that 100%.
Me too.
And is there something about, and again, Jaylen Brown not getting the minutes last night when he was going. Is there something about, does Stevens then not want to piss off Morris, or is he slow to recognize if someone's going versus someone not? Is he too tied to his rotations in his mind that he's got going into the game? I think that's a fair second guess last night, too.
I mean, maybe that's tied to Kyrie. Maybe Kyrie wants Morris out there.
Oh, fair enough.
I mean, veteran guy, right, on the floor? Like, I don't know. I'm throwing it out there. And the other thing is, you know what, and I should have grabbed it before the show. Did you hear Kyrie's comment about the minutes when someone asked him about playing 41 minutes last night?
I did not hear his comment.
I'll grab it for you. I don't want to spoil it.
Well, just tell me what he said.
Okay. He basically said, well, look, you know, it was nice to be out there. I'm ready to give it. I mean, and given the comment he made to Rachel Nichols and us looking up the minute averages the other day that he's down to 32 this year. I mean, I sort of took it. All of a sudden, he plays 41 against the Bucks. Maybe there was this, all right, Kyrie, you want to play? We're going to leave you on the floor.
Well, he played everybody a lot last night. The minutes were up. What did Horford have? All these guys played big minutes last night.
Yeah. They Gabuselli played 5.
37 right? For Horford.
Yeah, which was a lot. Yeah.
The game was important to them. And see, this is further evidence, too, by the way, of this whole, what does depth give you? In the big games, the ones you want to win, 7 guys. 7. I mean, are we really going to like get excited about Ogilvy playing 11 minutes?
Mark and Medford, give me a... I'm sorry, Jimmy, you got some?
But Stevens, last year in the playoffs, only played 7 guys, really. You know, Ogilvy once in a while against Giannis, but it was 7 guys, and it was like 30-plus minutes balanced across those guys.
Right, but this is my point, is that the whole depth thing is way overrated. Way overrated.
So last night, there was urgency. Kyrie, 41. Right. Horford, 37. Right. Tatum, 34.
No, they wanted it.
Yeah, and Jaylen Brown, 24, because he's still in the coach's doghouse.
And then they couldn't figure out to give the ball to Kyrie Irving at the end of the game and move out of his way. 3.5 seconds. That's 2 dribbles and a shot. It's not that hard.
Mark and Medford, give me a Bruins thought.
Sorry.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Good.
Let's face it. The Bruins got better today than they were a couple of days ago. Okay, with this acquisition of Coyle, you got a player with over 450-plus NHL games under his belt, as opposed to, what, a dozen for Donato? You got a guy that plays 200 feet, so they say. You got a guy that goes in the corner and not going to be peeling himself off the glass and off the ice like Donato did. Because Donato's going to get a wake-up call in this Western Conference when he plays heavy teams like St. Louis, San Jose, and Nashville. They're going to put this kid in the 5th row, okay? Unless he puts on 50 pounds of muscle in the offseason, I don't see Donato being nothing more than an average NHLer with a good wrist shot.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see. He does have that great shot. I don't think that they did him any disservice this year. I mean, again, he made the team last year coming off the Olympic thing, right? And in the regular season, put up some goals. In the playoffs, didn't he sort of hit the wall?
That was my recollection. After the initial burst with him, I felt like he just couldn't handle the size and strength of the NHL game. That's what it felt like to me.
Well, you know, right now, but and then to begin
right, the, right now, that's right.
So, and then to begin the year, and again, I can't remember exactly, but he made the team. They have these huge needs. They had the whole third line was open. They had a spot next to Krejci open. They had all these openings, and so he had all this opportunity. All had all this opportunity. Do you think they conspired to block him out of all when they have all these needs? If he was deserving of the minutes and the time, he would have gotten the minutes and the time. They're dying for guys to come in and fill this role.
Yeah, I don't look, to me, again, there's no bias against him. And the comment he made last night feels like that's where he's going. The coaches didn't have confidence in me, like somehow it was a coach thing and not a him thing. And to me, as a player in any sport, when the coaches have confidence in you, you have to earn it. It's not just, yeah, we have confidence in you. You have to give them a reason to have confidence in you.
Okay, let me just reset the Robert Kraft stuff again, just to make sure you're up to date. Jimmy, Jimmy Murray, you're on the wires, so you tell me if anything has changed since this. Really, the initial burst of news, Robert Kraft is being charged with misdemeanor solicitation of prostitution after police said Friday that he was twice videotaped paying for and receiving sex at an illicit massage parlor. This is in Jupiter, Florida. A warrant will be issued and his attorneys will be notified. He's not been arrested yet. The charge comes amid a widespread crackdown on sex trafficking in the area surrounding Palm Beach County. Okay, but it is just a misdemeanor. What has given this a lot more weight is that, and it's wrapped into the story, and this may be unfair to the Johns, you know, if you will, is that this ring that they've investigated sounds like really nasty, dark stuff, you know, human trafficking. So Robert Kraft being involved in a massage parlor and being a John in a prostitution case is one thing. And then they say in a prostitution case involving human trafficking. And it's like, oy, so that just gives it that other weight. And it's a little unfair because
People are just going to read the headlines and get tripped up and immediately think that
Robert's involved in human trafficking.
Right.
When he might have just
already see it all over the damn internet.
He might have just gone for a massage and whatever else. I mean, who knows, you know, but like, so that part to it is, well, adds to the embarrassment. It might be a little unfair. I don't know. We'll see what the full facts are. So it's not like Robert's been charged with human trafficking.
No, right. Again, right now it's misdemeanor.
But you link the two. You put that in the next sentence and it's like, whoa.
It just makes the story that much more salacious.
So anyway, right now it's just a misdemeanor. It's, you know, at most a fine or 60 days in jail, which he won't get if it's a first, you know, all that stuff. And that's where it is right now. The bigger story to me is the league part of it, that the league does punish owners as they would players for conduct detrimental or bringing disrepute to the league or those situations. Jim Irsay, the owner of the Indianapolis Colts, was arrested on drug charges in 2014 and was suspended 6 games and fined $500,000. You say, well, what's the big deal? He's suspended. It's not like he's a player. I think if Robert was not allowed to go to 6 Patriots games, that would hurt him. Like that's where he gets all his juice right there. So, but that's it. Like that's the punishment. And people are throwing out like draft picks and things like this. They're having to give up ownership is nonsense.
No, if the charges stay where they are, it's not going to be anything ridiculous. Like someone before the show in just a casual conversation said, like, are they at any risk of taking the franchise from the Patriots? I said, no,
God, no. No.
Now, look, if it's something much more severe, and at this stage, it's hard to believe that, then I think things change. But if it's just this, the misdemeanor charges, no, it's a fine.
Yeah, no. And
maybe a suspension.
Right. Maybe he can't go to some games. I mean, we can debate Jim Irsay being arrested on drug charges versus Robert Kraft and this prostitution thing. What's worse? I don't know. Is it worse? Is it not as bad? It's up to you. But it's got to be in that range of a suspension and a fine. And so that's what I think it is, unless this evolves into something much more. What also I find fascinating is that the police have been adamant that they have him on tape twice. They have him on tape twice, they say, inside the facility receiving the sex acts and money exchanging hands on tape. And yet Robert Kraft, through a statement today, came out, and through a spokesman, I should say, came out and said, we categorically deny that Mr. Kraft engaged in any illegal activity. Because it is a judicial matter, we will not be commenting further. So there's a disconnect there between we have it on tape twice. We have it on tape twice. And Kraft saying I did nothing wrong. Like, but there's a pretty big gap in there.
Yes.
So let's see how that all plays out. I mean, I know as much as anyone does.
I mean, in this day and age, don't you think the video is going to come out?
Heck yes. TMZ is still on the case. So, yes, of course, that you would think that's going to come out. But if it's really on tape and that's really, if that's on tape, then how can Kraft possibly deny it? I mean, I know, again, following the Patriots when they've run into legal trouble with the league, deny, accuse. I mean, they've taken a very consistent legal stance with a lot of the things that they run into. But if they got you on tape, they got you on tape. Or maybe they don't have you on tape. Or, like, I don't know. It's got to be one or the other. But that part of it, you know, interests me and tells me, well, this ain't going away because we're going to have a fight on our hands. Because if Robert's really going to fight it, then they're going to court and they're going to air all this. You know, a way to make it go away would be to say, I showed some really bad judgment. I made a really bad mistake. I apologize to everyone. And then, you know, we actually forgive you because when you admit you do something wrong, it goes away and that's it. But if he's going to lawyer up and go after it, then the thing stays a story. So that part of it fascinates me too. And then just the third thing that is just almost mind-blowing to me is that Adam Schefter. Now, the cop said something different. The cop said there were no other prominent names involved in this. But Adam Schefter on ESPN today said that there are a lot of prominent names involved in these investigations down in Florida. And that Robert Kraft is not even the most prominent name. Which to me is like, wow, what?
You'll find prominent names if you Google the words famous people that live in Jupiter, Florida.
Well, so I'm not going to do it on the air, but we all came up with a list of guys who could be on this, you know, involved in this thing and be more prominent than Robert Kraft.
I mean, to me, it's really about the top two.
Okay. oddly enough, our top two were all the same.
Yeah. I mean, it's about to me, that's all. I mean, two names that immediately came to mind for me, and those are really the only two that I would, you know, care about.
Who live in the area, who are bigger names than Robert Kraft, and a little bit of a history of, you know, some proclivities.
I should say there might be a third.
Okay.
There might be a third.
Anyway, so who's that? Like, wow, there's someone more prominent than Robert Kraft? That's not easy to find. Who might be involved in this as well? And when's that shoe going to drop? So we all got our ideas on that. And so we're keeping you updated on the Robert Kraft thing. The station doesn't want us taking calls on it because they don't trust you. Neither do I. They barely trust us, as I said before.
No, I know they don't trust us.
So we're going to keep you updated, you know, as it goes along. It is at best, a really embarrassing day for the Krafts and the Patriots. Okay, that's at best. Unless there's some sort of huge mix-up. I'll tell you this. This story started to leak yesterday. Someone texted Murray about it on Twitter, and I know that news stations were already gearing up to go scope out the Kraft house yesterday. And there was some thought that they might have gotten the wrong Robert Kraft or might have mistaken another Robert Kraft in South Florida who was named Robert Kraft, and that they just – people didn't want to go with it because there was some confusions over the name. So if like something like that happens and he's completely exonerated and he's got a case on his hands.
Well, so, but they asked the Jupiter policeman who was behind the mic today, they asked him point blank, this is the famous Robert Kraft.
Right.
And he said yes.
Okay. So that puts that in the bud. But I'm just saying, anything short of that, and this is a bad day. Like, there's no getting out of...
At best, it's embarrassing.
At best, it's embarrassing. All right. So there's the latest on Robert Kraft. Quick update here from Murray, and we're right back.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
You're listening to Felger and Nass.
Doesn't always have to be ha ha hee hee.
Oh,
Love it.
98.5 Sports Hub.
He's sick, not eating, he's puking. You want me to go into the whole tire tread as far as what happened today with him so we can get that speculation done with as far as that he's going to be moved? He s*** his pants, he was puking, he was doing everything. So he's not playing tonight.
No, did you find out early in the morning or did you know?
Doesn't matter, he's not playing tonight. He's doing a time scale or something?
Just
or?
Didn't know what time. No.
He's sick. He's sick as a dog. Yes, he's very sick. That's why he's up.
All right, Gender Free Friday continues.
John, what a beaut Tortorella is.
John Tortorella from the week. Everything from the week, anything we've gotten to or have yet to get to on the table. We're keeping you abreast of the latest on that Robert Kraft story. But back to your phones on everything else. Brian in Salem on the Celts. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. What do you got?
So, Maz, you keep saying, and I think, Murray, you're on the same boat as this, you guys keep saying give Kyrie whatever he wants until he signs on the dotted line,
yep.
And then you basically pull the rug out from under him and stop enabling him. I don't understand this strategy because in the NBA, players dictate where they want to go all the time and demand trades. So if you enable him all the way up until the point that you give him a max contract and then stop, do you think he's just going to be a good soldier and listen to Brad?
So, look, it's a good point. I hadn't even considered the demand the trade part. I mean, that's what he did in Cleveland, ultimately. But if you sign him to a four-year deal, what's he going to do, demand the trade in year one, three to go? You can send him anywhere you want for 3 years? Like, you know, to me, it's one thing. Now, in Cleveland, he was threatening to shut it down. He had the knee and the surgery. And
absolutely.
So there were a lot of things there. I suppose he could do the same thing to you here. But if you can get him to sign here, I think it would take a little while to alienate him. Maybe you get a couple more years out of it.
So, I mean, I understand your whole point, Maz, about you got to cater to these guys. But I don't know if it's working. You know, to me, the biggest story to me is Kyrie's his body language and, you know, does he want to be here and is it working?
It was bad last night. And again, the way to say it, who said it the other day? Was it Jalen Rose who said he's unhappy? I mean, that is the good way to put it. He looks unhappy.
You know, and again, I pulled this from the Globe game story that appeared in the first edition. I don't think it made the last edition, but it was a running game story, so it had more first half stuff. And Adam Himmelsbach wrote, and I'm glad he did because I felt this watching it. It didn't help Boston that Kyrie Irving had what was likely his worst half of the season in the first half. He made just 1 of 10 shots, had just 1 assist, no rebounds, and just generally appeared to lack interest in being on the court. And it's that last line, generally appeared to lack interest in being on the court. And that's how it appeared to me. I saw him walking back on defense several times. I'm like, oh, God. And I don't know. The whole thing is contingent on him buying in here and being invested here and staying here. And this is why you got to start winning. Because it doesn't feel like he feels this way right now. And the only way to get him to feel this way is to start seeing the results on the floor. So to me, that's the biggest story last night and in these games. They got to start building that with him and the team, and I don't see it. Dave and Waltham, go ahead, Dave.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I just wanted to comment. Maz, you hit it. Kyrie, he doesn't run up the court after a turnover or anything like that. Anything he's upset with, he acts like a little baby and he doesn't run back. I don't like his attitude. Thanks.
Okay. I don't see that 24/7. I mean, I don't think he's a loafer or lacks effort on a general basis. You know, and in the fourth quarter, he was obviously good. So I don't think, I'm not saying he's dogging it 24/7. In the first half last night, it looked a little disengaged.
Yeah. No, the first, go ahead, Murray.
No, just after the all-important all-star game where you're supposed to get that workout in that you couldn't get in while you're missing the two games the prior week, like, it was just, the timing of it was awful to see, especially defensively. Like, there was such a lack of effort at times from him last night. It's like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
I mean, I don't think the guy's a dog. There were a lot of guys that I would call a dog. He's
right.
Not a dog.
No.
Last night in the first half, though, he did not look like he wanted to be out there. Yeah. He said whatever he's harboring from the All-Star weekend, he's still holding it.
Matt in Providence, give me a Red Sox take.
Yeah. Question for Maz. I'm wondering about the closer for the Red Sox. Would you consider Eovaldi being a closer?
Can I just stop you there? Would you consider Nathan Eovaldi as a closer?
Yes.
Me too.
I mean, now, do I think they're going to do it? No, I think they're going to start him to begin. But $17 million a year, which is what he got.
I'm just going to ask you, what is he making again?
Okay, is not out of line for a closer.
It's high, but it's not the highest.
No, I mean, I think Wade Davis got that from the Colorado Rockies last year. So, you know, that number is not outrageous for a guy. Now, again, Davis had a track history of being a dominating reliever, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Maybe it is the highest, but it's not. Is there a closer? Is Davis the highest right
now? I think he is. Yeah, I think he is.
Or is it Melanson?
Well, they're in the same area. Okay. I mean, pretty much the same. It's around $17 million a year. So, like I would tell you, it's not for a big market team. It's not outrageous. Okay, it's not outrageous. The only thing is he doesn't have any history of doing it. So can he make 60 appearances or, you know, 50? I don't know.
Don't you think he has the makeup?
Oh, he's got the stuff and the makeup to close.
The velocity, the stuff, and the makeup
to close. And he's fearless. Absolutely. You can see it. He's not fazed by the moment. I mean, I think we know that for sure.
Johnny in the car has a Bruins thought. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, what's up, Mikey? Hope this Bruins trade really works out, you know. But, I mean, they're playing really good hockey now, getting good goaltending and whatnot. But, you know, these comments last night by the kid, I mean, here's Donato who played for – he went from playing for his uncle in prep school to playing for his daddy at Harvard. So maybe he's not used to, you know, getting some feedback from the coaches or whatever, you know. I mean, it's just pretty, it sounded like sour grapes to me, you know, with those comments he made last night.
Okay, it does. I agree. It sounded like sour grapes. It sounded like a kid who was expecting something as opposed to wanting to earn it. And – right, he played for his uncle, played for his dad, da, da, da. I'd say most of these guys are coddled in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, you beat me to it. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I mean, that hardly makes them unique in that world.
I mean, these guys who are high draft picks, they're always on the ice. They always have the confidence of their coaches, whether it's their father or their uncle or the guy who's the fire chief in town.
Right, exactly.
None of that matters. They're all so much better than everyone. Only when they get to the highest level that all of a sudden you see, maybe I'm not as good as... you know, I thought I was. Like, anytime I hear a guy say someone doesn't have confidence in me, I sort of feel like you're projecting. Like, what's really going on is you're having a confidence crisis. And so...
or you don't want to accept that you're not playing well.
Exactly. Exactly right. So, now look, he's a kid. He's going to make mistakes. I get all of that. But the comments come off bad. Those just come off bad.
Long commercial-free segment is next. And guess what we have coming up next for the last time there, Murray? You ready for it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fish tickets.
So,
yeah.
Once again, I'm telling you, you don't actually have to go in and listen to the music. You can just stay in the parking lot and do your whippets.
Okay? Yeah. So, do you have two tickets? Go fish.
Did the copy get updated? That's the most important thing.
No, it's still the same confusing thing about a doubleheader and a pair of tickets. So, I don't know. All I know is you're getting something for free as it relates to fish. July 5th and 6th at Fenway. Do you want them? You dirty hippies? Then don't leave your radio. We're giving them away next.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
I just don't know what to say anymore.
Wrong, sorry.
It's Felger and Maz.
They could use a good ass kicking.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Are you going to play in 2019?
Yeah, I'm going to play. I think it was just cool at this point now, like being down here and seeing I think you get so wrapped up in the season, and I'm just like, you know, at that point, that was media night where Deion said that to me, and it's like, yeah, man, like, if we won a Super Bowl, like, I don't know what else could top that. And I think, like, in that moment, I kind of forgot, like, man, I don't play this game just to win Super Bowls. Like, it's so much more that comes from me playing the game that I love.
Come on, Murray. Let's go.
Nah, I can't. Again, as I mentioned, maybe things I could not see.
Yeah.
I'd rather listen to someone get taken against their will in a prison. Around, something small would get me down. Nope.
Yeah, look at the bright side, Murray. To stay inside. We can get high for 2 days to where they'd hoped
I'd be. As mentioned in the off-air show on Facebook Live on Wednesday night, $3,000, that's where it starts. If I have to go the whole time, sit there, $3,000. That's the starting cost. That's where we first start to talk about it. Might have to go to five.
Nothing wrong with this. But if you find something wrong with this, stay at the beer aisle.
Well, that's right. You just stay outside.
Just go stay outside and do whippets or come in and drink beer. And it's just background music.
Sure, absolutely.
So
I get high with Murray.
So this copy's been clarified. All you dirty hippies out there, you get to bring a pair of hippie friends. So caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line at 617-931-0985 will score a pair of tickets to a Fish doubleheader at Fenway Park this July 5th and 6th. I never knew what the hell they're... You get two pair. Two pair.
Yeah, you get to go to both shows.
Double your pleasure.
So you get to be high for 48 hours.
Bring a pair of your dirty hippie friends if you want.
It's 10 grand for Murray.
Okay. How much to go to two of those, Murray?
Yeah, no, $10,000.
$5,000 you're buying in bulk.
So, you score a pair to a doubleheader of Fish at Fenway Park July 5th and 6th. Caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line. Good luck on the tickets. Okay? For the rest of you, if you don't win them and you just want to pay for them, they're on sale now at redsox.com/tickets. Okay, so there it is on Fish. I think that's the last set of pairs we're giving away. So what? What's so funny?
Or RedSox.com, get high with Murray.
Quickly, that was a Devin McCourty saying that he's coming back next year, which I think leaves out half the story. What if they say you have to take a pay cut? Is he going to come back then?
So don't you think that maybe that's already been broached?
So that you know, to me, that's the story.
That's how I like... Go ahead, anyway.
No, I mean, look, I think he's going to make $13 million this year or something.
I think that's right.
It's a huge chunk of money. For his position, one of the highest paid guys in the league, if not the highest. I'm just looking it up right now, what he's got left. And so, you know, for all these guys, are you going to pay Gronkowski his full salary? Are you going to pay McCourty his full salary? Are you going to pay Hightower his full salary? If that's the case, they ain't going anywhere. Forget about retirement. The retirement comes if they say, well, Devin was set to make, I said 13, his cap hit is 13. The real money, okay, obviously much different, is 9.5. Okay, but still. 9.5 is 9.5. You want to give me the full 9.5? I ain't going anywhere. What if they come back and say, well, now it's 3? Well, then you think about retiring. So I wonder if the contract conversation has already been broached.
Yeah, to me, that's how I took it. When I heard the news, I said, oh, then they're going to just leave it as is. In which case, I say, like, amid all this speculation, maybe they'll do the same with Gronk. And my question then becomes, what the hell is going on down there? Since when do they all of a sudden say, you know what, we'll just pay everybody, keep you happy, don't come to OTAs?
They've been going to Fish concerts.
No, really. They're running a cruise ship down there now. Like, you just get to everything you want, no problem. Yep, let's just keep the band together for a while, and we'll milk this thing. We'll milk this sucker as long as we can. That's almost what it feels like. Now, look, you know, let's see what happens with Gronk. Let's see how some of the other things shake out. But if there are no pay cuts and everybody comes back, since when?
Okay. So there's that on the table. This is an agenda-free Friday, folks. So we are doing everything from the week, which includes the breaking news on Robert Kraft today and his pending arrest on solicitation of prostitution charges down in Florida. So we're keeping you updated on that throughout the course of the day. In fact, you'll get an update from Murray on that right now. There's 90 seconds, there's no commercials, but we're doing everything. So we got the Celtics last night and all those issues still percolating after a controversial loss in Milwaukee. The Bruins and the deadline coming your way on Monday afternoon. They've already done something, and should they be doing more? Red Sox, Patriots, whatever you want, your calls with Gasper. right after Murray's update here, and again, the latest on Robert Kraft.
Felger and Mass, the Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.